weekend show and my Thursday night show. It's 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. And this show is if you want to present yourself. And what this show is, if you've never heard it before, this is for like live personal ads. And basically, it's real shadchanis. And we match up people who call in over the air. And by the way, I just want to reach out to one of our callers from last week. We had an English gentleman who called us. He was a widow, 35 years old. And we had a huge response for this gentleman. Yet the gentleman did not necessarily give us a correct phone number. So if he's listening or if his friends are listening or they know who he is, he came on as Aharon. And he was from England, and he spent some of his time in New York and some of his time in England. He came on. He was an alman, a widow. And if he would call back to 845-624-1300 and give us the correct number, it would be wonderful because we have some ladies who would be very interested. Of course, everyone only needs one partner, one partner to make your Azer Kenegdo. So let me give you this number again, 845-624-1300, and let's get the show busy, busy, busy. We're going to go to a group of commercials, and we're going to be back.
Do you know where I like to get my flowers for Shabbos? LaFleur Flowers, located 344 West Route 59, Nanuet, New York, across from the Days Inn and next door to the Rockland Car Wash, is the place to go. LaFleur Flowers has the most exotic, beautiful flower arrangements and will undercut their competitors. LaFleur has every type of flower and plant for your chasana and special occasions. LaFleur has beautiful plant rentals for mechitzas as well. LaFleur also has special gifts that you won't find anywhere else, from home decor and hostess gifts. LaFleur is Shoma Shabbos and will deliver anywhere in Rockland County. So come celebrate their grand opening. For the best in flowers and event planning, visit them today at 344 West Route 59, Nanuet, New York, across from the Days Inn, or call them today at 845-507-0084. That's 845-507-0084. And say you heard it on Jewish Datelines.
Do you have an emergency with your computer and want it fixed right away? CompuKing is the place to call for all your computer needs. CompuKing is located at 4 Remsen Avenue in Muncie, New York, but services the entire tri-state area. CompuKing not only fixes your computer, but deals in internet plans, security installation, points of purchase systems for your business, and is a reseller of telephone plans. CompuKing has been servicing the tri-state area for over 20 years and makes house calls to your home or business. Why wait a long time to get your business up and running? Call CompuKing for the fastest and most reliable service. Call CompuKing today. 845-426-0162. That's 845-426-0162. And say you heard it on Jewish Datelines.
Do you know where the hippest, most trendiest, yet sneers to clothes? Unique Boutique, located at 1424 Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, is the place to go. Unique Boutique has been dressing women for over 30 years, and the service is second to none. Unique Boutique has from sporty attire all the way up to chasana attire. If you want to look your very best for Yom Tov, and the holidays are coming up, ladies, you need to go to Unique Boutique for all your fashion needs. And if you want to give them a call, it's 718-258-9013. Again, that's 718-258-9013.
All right, we're back. And if you're tuning in now, you're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. As I said, you could be Lifish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to be born is to a Jewish mom, and this show's for you. Baruch Hashem in our Rockland County show, which is on Thursday nights from 10 to 11:30. We have Kenina Hara, 14 couples dating. I have to change that number. We have 17 couples dating. We just represented three more couples, put three more couples together. Matter of fact, just an hour before the show, another couple was put together. So with Hashem's help, there's a lot of mazel going around. In this show, this is a new show into the Five Borough area. In this show, we have two couples dating, and we've presented two more couples. but we didn't get them together yet. So right now we don't know the mazel. This could be your mazel tikkun night. All you have to do is follow some rules. First of all, if you want to present yourself, you have to be the person who's single and in the single matzah itself. You can't be a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, uncle, or a friend. You have to be the person who's single to call in. Because the person who's single is who knows what they want more than anyone themselves, number one. Number two, when you call in, you're not allowed to give a last name, only a first name, but you can make up a fake first name. So that's important there. Okay, right now, I think my engineer is telling me that someone may want to represent themselves.
It's Aaron's brother.
Okay, I think my engineer is telling me Aaron's brother's on the phone, the gentleman I just called out for from last week, I'm assuming, correct? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You need to speak up, please?
Hello, my name is Elaine. I'm Aaron's sister.
Sister?
Sister, yes. He told me he left you a message last week.
No, he didn't leave us a message. But anyway, is he still in the States?
Sorry?
Is Aaron still in the States?
No, that's actually what the message was about, and he asked me to tell you. Due to the new agreement signed by the United States government and the British government, they decided to send more troops out into the Middle East. Now, Aaron, having dealt with the military in the past due to his business and also having served in the military when he was younger, was in the reserves, and he was called up. So he was shipped out just 2 days ago.
Okay, it sounds a little odd, so I guess we can take this conversation off the air. I guess you'll give your information to my trusted engineer, Neil, and where we can contact you and get this information. But nonetheless, because we want to get this information wherever Aaron is, whether he's in the Middle East, where he's in England, what have you, want to let him know that girls did inquire about him. And if and when he's available, we'll take that conversation to another time. But thank you so much for calling.
My pleasure.
All right. Shabbos. All right, so you see, people are listening. How interesting is this? So anyway, it's that simple. As I said, all you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. We had this young man, Aaron, who called in last week. He was a widow. And we were told that right now by a sibling, I didn't really get that, whether it was a brother or sister, because we didn't really have a good connection, but that I guess there his brother was called up for some military duty, which I don't know because he was 35, so by 35 you should not be in military duty at this point anymore. But we'll have to take this conversation off the air. Anyway, girls who like Aaron, you heard the same thing that I heard, so I will have to speak with him off the air, and we'll go from there. Anyway, if you want to present yourself tonight, and it's a brutally cold night, both me and my engineer came out on a very, very cold night to make this show happen for somebody. This has to be someone's mazel tikkun evening. Matter of fact, that's it. So let me give you the number again. It's 845-624-1300. And the first couple to get married off the show wins prizes toward the wedding. Let me tell you, there's also an official shachan to the show, Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz in Borough Park. She's been doing shachanis for 27 years. She helps us with our shidduchim. So basically, you have to be in it to win it. And you could be from any background. 2 weeks ago, we had a lady, Florence, called us at the very end of the show, 2 weeks ago. And Florence, if you're listening, please call us back, because there was a gentleman who actually was interested in you. You did not leave a number. See, we cannot help you. Before you go on the air, you have to give my engineer some information, because we can't do this through psychic ability. This is real shachanis. This is real matchmaking. We're just doing this in a different vehicle to reach out to as many people as we can, because we're trying to do our small part of adding to the Shidduch Parsha, you know, the supposedly Shidduch crisis, and we at Jewish Datelines want to do our part to end the crisis. We can't help everybody, but we will be a vehicle for somebody. Now, again, I'm going to give you the number because I'm hearing it's very quiet in the studio tonight. 845-624-1300. I want the phones busy, busy, busy. We're going to go to a little song, and we will be back.
I think that I can safely say I'm the only one in the whole entire Orthodox community. My age, not engaged or dating now. She said, how come? Do you wanna get set up? Do you have someone in mind? I shrugged my shoulders, said I really don't got one. She said, don't worry, cause I will be your shotgun. So she called up her friend and she told her all about me. Did she decline? No. Did she mind? I don't think so. Does she wear pants? I'm not sure. Does she shake men's hands? Let me update. She gets it up on Monday. And we went on the shiver home Tuesday. We had a L'chaim by Wednesday. Only simple Thursday and Friday and Shabbos. Weddings on Sunday. Shabbos. Shabbat brachos on Tuesday. We got Shabbat brachos on Wednesday. Shabbat brachos Thursday and Friday. And Shabbos no Tzedek on Sunday. She'll get. How long did it take? 3 dates. Why the delay? Oh, let me update. I got set up on Monday. And we went on the shidduch on Tuesday. We had the L'chaim by Wednesday. Only Simchas Thursday and Friday and Shabbos. Weddings on Sunday. So Shabbat brachos Monday. More Shabbat brachos on Tuesday. We got Shabbat brachos on Wednesday. Shabbat brachos Thursday and Friday and Shabbos.
Hi, you're listening to Jewish Datelines, and this is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. It could be Lifish, Hasidic, minor, secular. If you're listening, the show's for you. If you're hearing us in the city, you're hearing us again on 620 AM. On the radio, if you're hearing us from Rockland County, it's 1300 WRCR AM, actual simulcasting, so the people in Rockland County can hear us. And the, all five boroughs, 10 million people are listening to us. Well, I can't say 10 million people are listening to us. I can say we are projecting towards 10 million people. We're covering a very, very big number of people that are Jewish in our community because we want to reach out and touch. Better than AT&T. We want to get as many people. You know, we started a show in the Rockland County area, and it was only in the Rockland County area, and people used to be able to hear us on the internet in tertiary ways, on phone lines, and they still can. Every Thursday we have a show. So look it up in the Jewish Press, aluach.com. But then the show grew big, and we're doing it 21 months in Rockland County. We're doing it about 5-6 months now here in the city because people demanded and asked for us to bring the show into the city, so we did. Because we're trying to make shidduchim happen. So if you're serious and you want to get married, the show's for you. If you're not serious, the show isn't for you. What can I say? But everyone who's listening knows someone who's single. And maybe tonight's not your night if you're too nervous. Maybe next week. You know, Mazel has to come with it. But we're here doing our part. Again, you're listening to Jewish Datelines. The number to call in is 845-624-1300. Again, it's 845-624-1300. We'll take our next call, please. Hello? Hello? Hello?
He was calling.
Okay. I guess we're back on the air here. So, again, the number is 845-624-1300. And we, for the past 3 weeks, we're very understaffed in particular tonight. So, we hear that the phone is ringing a lot. And yet, my engineer is, like, very, very special and very multifaceted. His name's Neil. I want everyone to thank him. He comes in. He's actually under the weather tonight. And for our people in our community, I want him to wish him a refuah shleima. He came in so he can get you guys married. So come on, 845-624-1300. It's a very cool night to come out when you don't feel well. So I want people to have a car to tow because actually we're trying to do something special for the community. We have a lot of couples dating. In our Rockland County show, our youngest couple's 19, and we have a few senior couples. Oldest with lady, 79 years old, and that's pretty nice. So, again, it's 845-624-1300 if you want to participate and be part of the show. Anyway, we'll just talk a little bit until the next line is, you know, picked up. My engineer will let me know when that is happening. I just want to tell you something. I had a conversation this evening with several people because I've actually put a few couples together before the show tonight. And I was double-checked for people who've called in. And, you know, because sometimes one person may call in and present themselves on the show, and maybe six or seven people call in for them, but they can only take one person at a time. So at times I spot-check and see how my couples are moving along, if they're moving a little further, if they're stuck, if we can help them out. I was having a conversation again this evening with a gentleman who shall stay unnamed, who was saying that, again, he's like a person in his young 40s, and he wants to marry someone very, very much younger than him. And, Klal Yisrael, you have to listen to this, because he wants to have children. You know, it's very important to get married because you like somebody. It's very important to start dating because you can't get married unless you start dating. So it comes into a rhythm, you know. And then when you get married, Mitzvah Hashem, with God's help, you will have children. Okay, my engineer is saying I have another call. We're going to have to continue my conversation. Hello? Hello? Hello, you're on the air?
Yes, hello, hi.
You need to speak up.
Yes, okay, you hear me?
A little bit. You were very far away.
I'm speaking from a cell phone, maybe.
I can barely hear you.
Could you hear me now?
What's your name, please?
Ari.
Ari, okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, very nice. How'd you hear about our show?
I got an email today, so I just got an email, so I decided to open my dial and listen to you.
Wow, we're really getting around. Now we're going via email, huh?
Yes.
All right. Do you know that you're on the radio?
I am on the radio, yes. Jenny told me.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You know what the show's about?
Yes, sure.
All right. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever been married before?
I was married before, yes.
Okay. And did you have children?
I have children. My children also married, even though I'm young. But I'm Hasidic background, and my kids, I have two kids, and both of them are married. So I unfortunately got divorced, and I'm ready a year ago, so I'm ready to find my bashar.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How old are you, please?
I am 44.
And you said you come from a Hasidic background?
I'm coming from a Hasidic background, but I'm open-minded, and this is why I'm coming in the air, to let people know that my background in age is not effective for me as long as she has good meals.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody with great personality, and otherwise I'm open-minded. My kids are married, Baruch Hashem, and I'm working, Baruch Hashem. I'm healthy, and I'm ready to go for the right one.
What Hasidic background do you come from, may I ask?
The Satmar background.
Okay, are you looking for a Satmar girl or basically?
No. Like I told you, aging background is not so such a factor that if she has good personality and if she wants to have more kids, I'm open to that. But if she has kids and she don't want this, I'm fine with that too because I have my own kids, Baksha.
Okay, and let me ask you a question. You're Cohen?
What?
Are you a Cohen?
No, I'm not a Cohen.
Okay, and is this your first time that you've been married?
I'm sorry?
Have you been married more than once?
I was married one time.
Okay. And let me ask, what exactly type of woman are you looking for, meter-wise?
From, and except the way I am, I'm not even, if there is someone who is like more modern, outgoing, like what more modern women do, I have no problem. She drives a car or she goes to movies. I'm open-minded for that. As long as she will accept me and
so we'll say,
you.
Well, for lack of a better terminology, we'll say you're modern Hasidish, right?
What?
For lack of a better terminology, we'll say you're modern Hasidish. You go to movies and TV?
I don't go particular to movies and TV. I don't have TV at home, but if that's what she has, I am flexible to that. My wife told me I should look on three things, basically kosher, keep Shabbos, and me and Mara. And, of course, personality-wise, this is important for me.
All right. It sounds like you're on the outgoing side. Am I correct?
I am outgoing. I'm much more outgoing than I look, and therefore I come in the air and tell you about myself.
Okay.
So anyone who's
out
there...
Are you looking for an outgoing girl or a quiet girl?
It's okay. I'm not, doesn't matter. If she's outgoing and she wants to have a good time, I have no problem with that. I'm not here to restrict anyone.
Okay. And the age range, please, that you're looking for?
She should be approximately my age, but it could be a little bit younger. It could be even older than me. If there is, like I told you, I would rather look at personality and good needles.
Okay. So you've been listening to Ari. He's a 44-year-old Hasidic Bacher. Well, not Bacher.
He
used to be a Bacher, but he's 44 years old, comes from a Hasidic background. He grew up in the Satmir ways, but he feels that he's a little bit more open-minded these days, whatever that means. I guess he's more open to
that
people.
I work in Manhattan, so I know what's going on, so I'm open to that. So I'm very open-minded. I know what the other world is, and it's okay.
You think you'd be comfortable with a Beis Yaakov girl or a Hasidic
girl? I have no problem
with
Beis Yaakov. It should be modern or Hasidic or even Baal Tshuva. It should be Svardik or it should be different Hasidic. I have no problem with the background.
All right. And one last question.
Sure.
One more question. What do you do for Parnassa, please?
Let's put this way and go deeper. I'm managing restaurants in the city.
Okay. Very good.
Actually, I just came home from work and I got an email, so I'm almost missed you. And Jimmy told me I have another 8 minutes, so I decided to call because I'm sincere. Because after I'm sick and tired to come home every night late and have nobody to say hello to me.
Okay, well, hopefully, we're going to change that. Hopefully, this is your mazel tikkun evening.
Okay, so your engineer has my number. I'm not going to be always in the air. Your engineer has my number, so if somebody's out there, the engineer is more than willing to give out my number.
Okay, here's a question. Well, right now, I just want to sum you up. I thank you so much for calling us. You've been listening to Ari. He's 44 years old.
45 minutes.
Ari,
yes.
Let me, sum this up, please, because we kind of have to go shortly.
Okay.
And he's looking for a lady around his age, could be a few years younger, a few years older. She could come from pretty much any background, as long as she's from. She has good mitos. She keeps Shabbos. She's kosher. He's a very outgoing person. He manages restaurants. And if you're interested, please call us 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. I thank you, Ari, and have a good Shabbos.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, we're back. And thank you for listening to Jewish Datelines tonight. And we had other people who wanted to come in, but we couldn't get to everybody tonight because the phones were busy, but we were very underhanded tonight. We're going to try to change that Mitzvah for next week. So if you want to hear more Jewish Datelines, we'll be on tomorrow. You can get us on the web, www.wrcr.com if you live in the city. If you live in Rockland County, you can hear us on the radio, 1300 WRCR AM. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Thank you for calling.
Oh.